This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bodies have been recovered over the weekend from the building collapse in Surfside, Florida. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says that this is a slow, tedious process.
We have 6 to 8 squads that are on the pile, actively searching at any given time. We need to be sure that the pile does not fall on them, that it does not fall on any possible survivors.
Reports are coming out Monday that developers of the condo tower that collapsed were once accused of paying off local officials to get permits for the site, which needed $15 million in repairs just to bring it to code. On Sunday, the United States conducted airstrikes against the Iran-backed militia groups in the Iraq-Syria border region. The militia, as they say, were behind recent drone attacks against U.S. military personnel in Iraq. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is up more this week per gallon. Now, a number of other factors means gas is going to cost even more come July 1st. John Clemens with the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the factors for any additional increases.
Some states are hiking their fuel taxes starting July 1. So there's a few reasons that we might see a few more pennies at the pump sometime soon.
California will have the biggest impact on the national average beginning July 1st.
The biggest one to affect the average will be California. That's upwards towards one penny. But then there's another couple of pennies in certain fees. So there's a number of states where costs are going up in various forms, mainly fuel taxes, but also wage and other business cost hikes.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Pacific Northwest continues to be very hot, Dan Naraki reports.
The Pacific Northwest remains in the grips of a record-breaking heat wave that has already seen several new record-high temperatures already set. Most of the region will remain under an excessive heat warning for the next several days, with some areas seeing temperatures more than 30 degrees hotter than average. The heat even delaying the U.S. Olympic track and field trials on Sunday afternoon, after temperatures on the surface of the track were recorded in excess of 150 degrees. But relief should begin to come by Tuesday as temperatures fall in much of the region, but will still remain above average for the week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has a vaccine update.
Thrown off stride to reach its COVID-19 vaccination goal, the Biden administration is sending A-list officials across the country, devising ads for niche markets, and enlisting community organizers to persuade unvaccinated people to get a shot. The strategy has the trappings of a political campaign, complete with data crunching to identify groups that can be won over. But the message is about public health, not ideology. The focus is a group health official's term, the movable middle. Some 55 million unvaccinated adults seen as persuadable, many of them under 30. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
Scientists are warning the more the coronavirus spreads, the greater the risk of new variants emerging. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to have Phil Hotzenpiller here in just a moment, the president and founder of American Faith. Lots to talk about here. You know, it seems that this comes in cycles, that when there was a discussion of democracy, when democracy is threatened, they always say, well, you know, the life expectancy of nations and democratic nations have been about 200 years. And that's just nations in general. And we could probably look at the book of Judges and see the cycle that Alexander, I hope I'm saying this right, Tytler had referred to in saying that nations always progress through the following sequence. Phil Hotzenpiller has details on that, and I want to bring him on. Hey, Phil, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to hear your voice again on this Monday morning, making everybody's life better and more enjoyable.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's like my old mentor used to say, you know, our job is to elicit a positive emotional response. So in other words, you know, we're here to make your day, to add, hopefully, some quality to your life that, you know, you're glad you joined us and that you're a little bit smarter because of the great smart people like yourself that we have on with us. So, I take no claim, only an objective of trying to, you know, assemble, you know, people that know what they're talking about.
You know, a childhood memory just came back to me. I hadn't thought of this in years, but I grew up with a mother who constantly listened to talk radio, never listened to music at all, and yet she got a full-ride scholarship in music. How about that one?
Wow, go figure,
huh? I questioned her, and I thought, Mom, why do you want to just listen to that? She said, it makes me better, makes me smarter and more informed. And, of course, you know, when you're a kid growing up, you don't think about those things. You think about, you know, let's put on some good music here.
Yeah, but, exactly. Let's dance for amusement, right? Because that's all it is, amusement. So amusement, by definition, is that which devoids the intellect or disengages the intellect, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. So, I think the value of this kind of a format is just amazing. You know, one of the quotes that I really love is from George Orwell. He said, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act."
Right.
And when we start to expose truth or talk about truth, when there's so much censorship, I mean, we've never seen anything quite like this. We didn't think the novel of Orwell, 1984, would actually play out in our lifetime, but voila, here we have it. And I think you pronounced Tyler's name exactly right. That's how I would say it. So, but he's a Scottish guy, you know, so those guys, you know, he might give us a little grace. Who knows?
Except on the golf course, but that's a whole other story.
There you go. You know, but yeah, I think it's an interesting thing. I like the analogy you made of judges, and I think the nation of Israel as well find himself in a bondage. And what's the first thing you do? You go into faith, and that what that does is faith is a search for unity and deep moral clarity. And it's out of that.
And Phil, if I can add, let me add this just real quick when it comes to this situation. it's almost pre-wired in us when we are in bondage to look up. There, you know, God designed us in such a way that there is an almost instinctive knee-jerk search for Him in the midst of bondage. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And you know, it's the old adage. You know, there are no atheists in foxholes. And there's
exactly
a lot of truth in that. You know, but I think about our nation. Here we're, you know, this Sunday coming is going to be July 4th. And it's a great day for us. It's going to be interesting to see how well media covers it and actually doesn't go woke on it. Who knows? But think about our nation in bondage. Basically, now they're held by this tight grip of Great Britain. And all of a sudden, there's this search for who are we as a people? And then that rallying of courage, you know, to fight. We're going to fight the British. We're going to establish a nation. Only then to discover, you know, liberty and the celebration of liberty. But with that comes that challenge to hold on to that liberty.
Exactly.
And so I think as we see that, if we kind of go through the cycle real quick, we can circle back to it. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But then abundance, and we find ourselves as a nation in abundance, coming out of World War II. Probably never been a more abundant period in terms of just fast pace, you know, manufacturing, height of the Industrial Revolution, and then all of a sudden we see, you know, selfishness. It's about my stuff and what do I have, and then almost take it for granted, entitlement, complacency, self-absorption. And then even that sense of personal responsibility loss. It's not my fault. I mean, why would I take responsibility?
Yeah. Not my job. Not my job, not my fault. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
And then apathy. So now freedom is centralized. Independence is controlled. I think this is kind of where we are right now. I think we're in this complacency, apathy, that Tyler talked about, and then we go into dependence, a point of no return. That is where government achieves complete control, and we're back into bondage, and there's your cycle.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that's what we're living in, Bill, honestly.
No, I think it's exactly right, whether it's the Book of Judges or Tyler's demonstration and explanation of what it goes through. It's just the natural expression of man, and for those of us that have seen this on the horizon, I mean, you have been shouting from the rooftops about this, about the coming lawlessness. Now here we are in the midst of it, you know, people being shot in broad daylight, defunding police, and a disconnect. I mean, it's just absolutely woke stupid that you think, well, the best way to deal with lawlessness is to defund police. What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And the results are clear and present, and they're dangerous. And we just keep moving along. I just can't. It's just like critical race theory. We want to embrace critical race theory and go, wait a minute, this is just a theory. And you're turning schools' curricula on its head, not to mention the kids that are being indoctrinated by this stuff. But you're just bound and determined. You know, what's up with this?
Yeah, and I do believe, I keep going back to the scripture, God will not be mocked.
Yes.
And I do believe there is a, let's call it an uprising, and I don't mean that in the sense of violence. I mean an uprising of ideology and resistance that's going to come. You know, you can make me mad, and you can make a politician mad, but wait till you wake up and make a mom mad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know about you, but when my mom got mad, I mean, my dad even got out of the way. I mean, they've just... There's a lot of fear that happens there, and I think if moms would rally at their local school boards,
that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly if you've seen the video and you've seen the news reports on it. It is the mama bears coming out in mass and with passion. I mean, wow. I mean, we've seen them on display. We've seen moms on display, on the left, on the woke side. And that was my question to a lot of people going, what is happening with our women? I mean, they are really angry. And that was just on the, you know, with all the riots and stuff going on, getting in the face of police and everything. I thought, wow, that's weird. But it's cool on a sense in this way now to see them defending, you know, the cause for America and protecting their kids. Boy, they're not, you know, they're not pulling any punches here, Phil.
No way. No way. And that's what I mean. Don't mess with the moms.
No, God bless the moms. Hey, we've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller on the other side of the break. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenpiller, President Founder of American Faith. Phil, you know, last week we were at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas. Just got it back. We're back in the free state of Florida and, you know, made it back. But what a great time. Spent some time with one of our old favorites, Pat Boone. What a jewel. And, you know, Pat had made the comment. It was so funny. I gave him a sleeve of golf balls, you know, some official Bill Martinez show golf balls. And he goes, ooh, Titleist, these are really good. And I said, well, of course they're good, you know. And I had him read the golf ball, you know, because this is, you know, Bill Martinez's show. And then it says SFT, which is a golf term about see it, feel it, take it, the shot. And then SDG, Solo Deo Gloria. And he goes, oh, man, he goes, you know, because he's got a movie coming up next year. It's called Mulligan. And I said, here's three mulligans for you, you know. So he goes, oh, yeah, I'm only going to putt with these because I'm afraid I'll lose them. And I, oh, come on, you know, and all those. But he was just so neat. But what I loved his comment was, you know, he was married to Shirley for 65 years, and she passed away. And he was just really touching about it and relating his story about her. And he says, this year we'll have been married 67 years. He goes, as far as we're still married. He goes, I can't wait to see her. But, you know, she was the love of my life, always will be. And, and he wears his wedding ring still and spoke very, very devotingly about Shirley. And, you know, and it was just really, really touching time to have with this incredible icon. You talk about music. I mean, number 10 all time Billboard record seller of all time, all his accomplishments, movies, TV ownership, you know, a philanthropist, just an incredible humanitarian and an example of somebody who, you know, I think he told me at the age of 15 was when he dedicated his life, and his, you know, it's been him and God ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
very
amazing.
Cool. Yeah.
That's
good stuff.
Amazing. That's a legacy right there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, getting back to what we're talking about in this cycle of humanity that we're going through, as Tyler went on to say, even before in talking about this cycle, he says, a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And this guy, maybe you have the dates in front of you. What did he write in like the mid-1800s?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And and it's interesting too, Phil. You know, a lot comes back to about the mid-1800s, and you wonder, you go, wow, because this is the time that Darwin came out. You know, we also had a bit of revival that was taking place. There was this awakening that was taking place, all in the midst of these, you know, parallel events and influencers, you know, coming in. Because after the mid 1800s, then of course you had and really motivated, and I believe in large part by Darwinism, and you know his theoretical presentation about the my mindset went gone here for just a moment. You know, survival of the fittest. Okay, so right. So we go from that. And the liberal mentality really going after our government, and they decided, they said, look it, if we are going to topple this American way of life, it's going to start with education, going back to what you said earlier, how important education is, right? And so what did they do? They went after public schools. And at the end of the 1800s and by the turn of the century, they were in. They were in. They had a stranglehold, and they just have been moving the ball steadily over, you know, these past over 100 years to such a degree that here they are now, you know, throwing, you know, this theoretical program, this critical race theory that they're imposing on, you know, our educational systems. But as you said, the moms are fighting back. And the thing is, I think it's going to happen is they're going to realize they've gone too far, and watch what happens to public education, possibly, if we're to get out of this. And that is that it will bankrupt itself, and that we'll be able to pass something that allows for, you know, educational vouchers for our kids.
Well, I think that would be ideal. You know, it may go the course of the post office, just become more inefficient, and just create a greater deficit on a federal level, trying to prop it up. But I think you're right. The abandonment of the public school is going to come if there's not some changes made, because people are going to say, you know what, we're not going to do this. Even if it means, I think it's bad enough now, even without a voucher, there are going to be a lot of parents who are going to figure this one out. And I think there's going to be a lot of creativity come on the part of private and Christian schools to provide education in a different model. I think this model is tired, and this model is really expensive where I've got one teacher, X number of kids, and I've got all these costs. I think there's going to come a more creative way to educate on a lower cost level so that we can bring in a greater number of children in without having to pay the high tuitions.
Well, because the thing is, if you approach education for the people that you're serving for all the right reasons, you start getting the results. And right now, it's not about the kids. It is about pensions. It is about the union. It's about the not even the educators, because I think there's so many educators that I feel for them because they've got to be so frustrated. It's that administrative, elite category of education that has overtaken the system. I mean, if anything is systemic in our country, it is the educational system. I mean, it has been designed by unions for unions, for their own interests. Forget about the kids. I mean, who cares? They don't care about the kids being dumbed down. I mean, for all the money that we're spending, we rank 27th. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's a losing proposition. Who in private, in a private industry, in a private business would allow that to happen? Say, well, Phil, you're the CEO and you're at the bottom. You rank 27th. I think we're going to sign you up with a bonus and sign you up for another 10 years. Are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the tragedy is that you and I both know great, educators, administrators, we have them in our church,
yes,
as frustrated as parents, as the parents are. So it's not like we're not, we're not seeing this on a lot of different levels. We are. And we just need to pray. We need to work hard. We need to keep pressing the envelope and let the frustration levels reach a high level so that we can make some major changes here.
It is a time for courage. There's no doubt. And there's no reason. I mean, even though Tytler gives us the cycle, even in the book of Judges, it cycled back. Okay, so is there a way to preempt or expedite this dependence that has taken people into bondage? You could probably argue that case and say that we're ready for another spiritual event to take place that will jettison us into great courage. Because what that courage looks like, I mean, in the American Revolution, it was quite evident. I mean, even though some people are quick to say, well, we don't want to talk revolution. We don't want to talk about hurting anybody or anything like that. But hey, look it. When you are fighting for something you believe in and your faith and the great courage that it takes, I'm not sure what that looks like. I only hope that whatever it looks like, it looks like the way God wants it to look like. You know what I'm saying? I want to be on God's side of this thing.
Right. Yeah. And I think we're going to get there. I really do. I have a lot of confidence in the American people. I have zero confidence in the American media, to be honest with you.
They've abandoned their position. They're missing in action, no doubt.
Yeah, everything they used to say when they beat their chest and we're going to just tell the truth and the news and all that, they're contradicting their own self because now they're setting the agenda for how they want people to think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really true. It's kind of like what Tim Scott said. You're fighting racism with racism. And that, in a sense, kind of sums up the attitude of why it's such an upside-down world in which we live in. But, as George Orwell said, and thank you for reminding us, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Welcome to the revolution, ladies and gentlemen, because we are truth-tellers here, and we need you on the team. Phil Hotzenpiller from Influence Church and also American Faith. Thank you, Phil.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bodies have been recovered over the weekend from the building collapse in Surfside, Florida. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says that this is a slow, tedious process.
We have 6 to 8 squads that are on the pile, actively searching at any given time. We need to be sure that the pile does not fall on them, that it does not fall on any possible survivors.
Reports are coming out Monday that developers of the condo tower that collapsed were once accused of paying off local officials to get permits for the site, which needed $15 million in repairs just to bring it to code. On Sunday, the United States conducted airstrikes against the Iran-backed militia groups in the Iraq-Syria border region. The militias, they say, were behind recent drone attacks against U.S. military personnel in Iraq. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, today is National Logistics Day. Did you know that? Well, it's a day to recognize and appreciate the importance of the logistics industry in the global and national economies. Transportation and logistics expert and senior manager for TruckStop.com, Jen McQuiston, is here to talk about the key role logistics providers play in keeping goods moving, the store shelves stocked, and the helping keeping the road safer as the summer driving season kicks into overdrive. Jen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, here recently, we found out what happens when we get a little bit of interruption with goods moving from point A to point B, right?
We sure did, no doubt.
Well, no, and a great reason for us to pause for just a minute and just think just how important it is that things keep moving efficiently, effectively. So, and here it is, National Logistics Day. Tell us all about it and why it's so important.
Sure. Well, like you just said, Bill, logistics are an important part of just getting the stuff that we need every day. They're getting the goods to our stores and then those into our lives. And that's an important part of our economy and just an important part of our day-to-day. So just to throw you a couple numbers, for example, the trucking industry is they're hauling $53 billion worth of goods every day, and that's 72% of the nation's freight constantly throughout the year. So, like, if you're holding a cup of coffee right now, for example, maybe wearing a pair of jeans, the odds are really good that the trucking industry helped get that to you. And just like you said, like we saw last year, these truck drivers and, in this case, the logistics providers, those are the guys that are they're behind the scenes, back in the office, connecting the loads and the drivers to each other. They play a fundamental role in getting that stuff to us. And just like we saw last year, toilet paper, for example, some of that stuff becomes really really essential when you realize there's a crunch on it. Yeah. And we're just so used to the constant flow, until something happens, you don't spot it.
Well, exactly. And, of course, part of the logistics situation that we're running into right now is we've gone from a country that was energy independent. Fuel costs were, they were looking reasonable there for a moment. And here we are with fuel costs climbing. This doesn't make their job easier either. And a bit painful when you look at rising fuel costs.
Yes, indeed. Just as if you look at, you've got a, for example, if you had a driver or a fleet that's running their own business, imagine what that's doing to their costs. So it's already a tough job, but I mean, a lot of people love it, and so we're thankful for them. But just again, it's tough on them every day. Their margins are getting cut every second.
Well,
so you're absolutely right.
Like you say, everybody needs a job, and I tell you, truckers, all honor and glory to them for, you know, all the hard work, because not everybody's wired to do that, to be driving the hours and, deal with the stress that comes along with the job. So, again, we remind those on the road to respect truckers, don't be cutting them off. I mean, they're not, part of a slalom event on the freeways of America that you can go in and around and, do that sort of thing with them. I mean, they're carrying big loads, and hey, look at, they're helping us and, getting these essentials to our stores so that we can utilize them. We know during the pandemic, you referred to this just a bit, that we saw a lot of empty store shelves, I mean, which is amazing in America, to actually, in these recent generations, this was a shock. I mean, to go into the store and you see empty store shelves. Tell us about the work that happens behind the scenes that enables truck drivers to make those important deliveries.
Absolutely. Well, just behind every truck driver, you've got a fleet of people that are working literally in the offices or maybe in their homes at this point, whatever the case might be, at their kitchen table. They're working to make sure that the loads that are out there are matched with the millions of for-hire fleets out there. These are people that are literally working in their offices, and they're using tools that find loads and find drivers and connect the two. And so, and when I say find loads, they might be talking to the shipper, the retailer, or whatever, and then they're finding the drivers to match those together. And those are the people that, as you said, are behind the scenes working every day. And they're the, how do you have an unsung hero? They're the ones that are further behind those unsung heroes,
oh,
if
wow.
you will. They're the backup team, if you will.
Exactly. We're talking with Jen McQuiston, transportation and logistics expert and senior manager for truckstop.com. And we're celebrating with Jen and all those essential workers out there, National Logistics Day, as they continue to faithfully be true to their work and get the goods, to keep the goods moving and get them to our store shelves. Jen, tell us about truckstop.com and how the company's uniquely qualified to help keep goods moving.
Well, sure. So one of the things that we offer, I mentioned those office professionals that they're matching, they're trying to post loads, they're getting the loads from the shippers, but how do you connect with a driver? How do you really find them? There's, like I said, there's millions of fleets out there and billions of freight. How do you do that? Well, what truckstop.com is doing is we provide a virtual marketplace so that brokers, once they get a load from a shipper, they can post them online, and then a truck driver can post his or her truck online, and then there's logistics professionals that are out there using that data to make matches. It's not quite as romantic as matchmaking, like you might say, but at the same time, it's a great platform, a marketplace for them. So
exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about highway safety, and we talked about what consumers could do, non-truck drivers, but trucking companies and other logistic professionals are doing what they can to help keep the roads safe, right?
Yeah, they sure are. The truck drivers, I always like to say, they're real people with real lives. They want to get home. So first and foremost, the truck drivers, they're safe, and they're out there, and they're trying to be the safest they can. They want to get home, too. And so that's the first part of it. But then also, they're following the laws. There's a lot of compliance regulations that they have to follow. And then these people that are working in the back office, even when they hire a fleet to move that load, they're out checking government regulations. What's the safety data? They have what are called hiring standards. So before they hire a carrier or hire a driver, they're checking that record so that they make sure even the people in the office are making sure they're hiring a safe fleet or a safe driver before they put them on the road as well. And so they're all working. Everybody's working towards the same end goal.
Exactly. And as we mentioned, these drivers, I mean, you consider, you know, some of these trucks, they're carrying so much weight. It's not like they can stop on a dime or anything like that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Though, if you ever watch the truck driving competitions in the world, they're pretty neat. They can stop and pretty darn well, but it takes a lot of planning before they're stopping that fast. You're absolutely right. We as the driving public need to be safe around them too and kind of pay attention to them. Those are big things. Like you said, it's not a slalom course.
Exactly. This is something that this is how we serve each other. To keep things
yep.
rolling and, making sure that we reach our final objectives. And like you say, at the end of the day for these truckers, that they get home safe to their families, too. That, you know, they're earning, you know, working hard, earning money, you know, for their families to put food on their tables. And, we're all in this together. And, we should respect each other's jobs and what we have to do. And, we'll keep it safe on the roads out there. Well, Jen, not only is today National Logistics Day, it's also, they tell me, National Insurance Day. Is there any connection between the two?
Well, funny thing is, I don't think officially. I'm going to have to admit that one. I don't think officially, but at the same time, like I just mentioned a few seconds ago, insurance is such a critical part of keeping these drivers and the road safe. They're making sure that they have the insurance, that the companies have them. So for the amount of work that these logistics providers put into researching insurance, it's actually a pretty tedious task to get proof of insurance. They're doing so much, they should be connected. So let's say between you and me, they're unofficially connected. How about that?
Oh, okay. Hey, we can celebrate because we can chew gum, walk at the same time. We can multitask.
We can handle
two important events on June the 28th today, National Logistics Day. And we're going to tie in National Insurance Day because Jennifer McQuiston and I say that's the way it should be. Is that
exactly.
Okay?
And we are the people in the know. You're right.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jennifer, remind everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Sure. Well, the answer to that one is in our name. Just go to truckstop.com. And once you get there, you'll find all the information that you might need about the company and about how that we're helping the industry as well. We're trying to make lives easier. So we've got you covered.
Well, Jennifer, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Keep it safe out there. We appreciate all the great work that you're doing. Transportation and logistics expert and senior manager of product marketing at truckstop.com. Take care, Jennifer. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Finance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With you, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, our archives of interviews with these excellent guests that we're so blessed to have on the show, you can find right there. Download them every day. We present a summary of the show so you have an idea of who's going to be on the show and when you need to tune in and what you need to tell your friends about to tune in as well. And, you know, share it. It's absolutely free because we're givers. That's the way it works. With us right now from Focus on the Family, the director of PluggedIn.com, the one and only Adam Holtz. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We made it through Dallas. NRB was great. Unfortunately, I didn't run into any Focus on the Family types. We were, you know, busy doing the show live every day. It was nonstop busy. Just so much fun. To be there and, you know, see some old friends and meet some new friends face to face. It was just really, you know, quite the experience. We always enjoy it. And this year it was in Dallas. So we drove from Florida. We dodged a little bit of the tropical storm, you know, getting through Mississippi and, but made it there, you know, safely and got back, safely, except for one little minor incident with a tire blowout and, you know, and then getting delayed by 3.5 hours because we had to have the car towed because I didn't realize this, but they don't put spare tires in rental cars anymore. I guess people would take the spare tires, I guess. I don't know.
The spare tire thing has sort of turned into a total crapshoot across the board these days. So, you know, you're lucky if you get even a temp spare, if you get a spare at all.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing. So, well, do you have a spare tire? We go, well, yeah, it's a brand new car. Of course we do. They go, no, you need to check because they're not. I go, what? No, sure enough, no spare tire. You know, so we had to wait on, you know, AAA to come and, you know, and then they had to flatbed us. So that was a different deal, you know. And oh, it was just an ordeal. So we were about 3.5 hours late getting to our next stop that we were expected to be in. And let me see, we were there. And we were going through Louisiana, and it was odd, too, because that was the other thing, too. We were like the fourth car just at budget rental car that had a tire incident on this Highway 20. And they said, oh, yeah, they had some sort of ice storm that came in, and it freezes and rots tires out. And so we did see a lot of remnants of tires all over the freeway, but we didn't thought nothing of it. But I didn't realize that even those remnants caused tires to get punctured and, you know, all kinds of other problems. I mean, and so anyway, lucky us. And so you live and learn. But but along the way, we did find, you know, a place that we pulled in. Because that's one thing, too, because you pull in and you discover different deals.
And all this time of going cross country, I would see signs for this place called Buc-ee's. Are you familiar with the Buc-ee's?
Not really.
Maybe it's just out in this area or whatever. And so we're in Florida, in the western part of Florida, off the 10, and we see this sign, and we go, okay, I got to get some gas, got to make the bathroom stop and everything. And we pull into this place. Oh, my God, this was incredible. I'd never seen anything like this. But I'm thinking I'm just going to go in for a gas station. And a lot of the gas stations anymore, you know, on the freeways there and the highways, they're very well, you know, they're very well clean. And, of course, while you're there, you know, hey, you want to buy a T-shirt or some other. This place, oh, my God, it was like the Disneyland of stops. I mean, you got gas, you had everything else. I mean, and then they had these fresh vegetables that were right there that were, you know, cut for you. And I mean, it was expansive. And my initial thought was, if somebody coming from a highly restricted state, you know, from COVID and everything like that, totally freaked out, because there were literally, I'm telling you, there had to be at least 1,000 people in this field. I mean, it was huge, okay? And there had to be at least 1,000 people. There wasn't anybody wearing any mask. And so my first instinct was, boy, man, this could freak out a lot of people that were, you know, COVID sensitive.
Yeah.
Because they were walking in liberty. They were, you know, enjoying themselves and buying the food options that were there. Because, like, most of these food stops, it's, you know, ready-to-made, you know, food kind of stuff that
right. You
don't know what day it was made on. Everything there was fresh, and I thought, you know, hey, let me try this brisket sandwich, and then they had these homemade potato chips kind of things that they made up to. It was incredible. I just am in awe of the place. I thought, gosh. And so then the rest of the way home, we're looking for, you know, Buc-ee's, but I guess, you know, that must have been, you know, the only one there in the area. But I just could not believe the options and just the crowd reaction. But, you know, just a little sidebar experience of going in. So if you ever run into Buc-ee's, and particularly in the western part of Florida there, oh, my God, it's an experience. I mean, and if you've got kids, you better keep them close to you, because the place is so big, they're going to get lost in there.
I'm going to be in Jacksonville, which I know is not the western part of Florida, but I'm going to be down there in about 3 weeks, so maybe I'll get a rental car, check the tires, and drive west.
Oh, it's let me tell you, it's worth the experience, you know, because, yeah, you will be, you'll be in the east in Jacksonville off the 95 there, so just go up around the corner, hit the 10, and, but it is, I mean, from Jacksonville, probably where we're at, it's probably... I mean, the state of Hawaii is so wide, especially at the top end. I mean, it could be three, four hours. I'm still trying to get my bearings, even though I've been here for about 10 years. I have a dear friend that's there in the Gulf Coast. And I, Carl, I think I'm going to come up and visit you and the whole deal. He goes, Bill, do you realize, I mean, this is not just a half-hour ride. I mean, this
right.
is like, it's going to take you, you know, 5-6 hours. And you really don't think about it until you're on the road and you go, oh, gosh, I've been on the road for 3-4 hours. Yeah, and it keeps on going. And especially that one stretch, it's like all it is freeway and trees. And there's not a lot of stuff happening there, but there's a lot of farms and whatever, but it just keeps on going. But anyway, that's, I digress just a bit, but NRB, in essence, like I said, great people there. We had the Irwin stop in. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh, what a treat! And the gal asked me, says, "Hey, you know they can, you know, because I said, hey, all four of them are here. I said, can they do a little acapella? And oh yeah, oh my gosh, they closed out the interview with this sweet song.
Wow.
And they're just brilliant. So visited with them. I mentioned before Pat Boone. He's got a movie coming out next year called Mulligan. I gave him a sleeve of golf balls, some official Bill Martinez show golf balls. I said, here's three mulligans for you. He goes, oh, Titleist, oh, those are really good. You know? So I said, yeah, of course. Hey, we only get first-class stuff here, especially for first-class people. And Dallas Jenkins from Chosen.
Oh, yeah.
Spoke with him, and the executive director, Daryl Eaves. What an incredible series. And then one night they did the unveiling of the, was it the third? Is it the third? No, it's seventh. The seventh episode of the second season.
Uh-huh.
And there were probably about 1,500 people. The place was packed.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been in a couple of venues recently with hundreds to maybe 1,000-plus people, and nobody's got masks on. And it's like, man, how fast we snap back to normal. I mean, it's really, really remarkable.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping we can live in that because, boy, I'll tell you, there are still a lot of push from, you know, government officials and that to get everybody vaccinated. And, you know, here it is. We had a baseball team that was disqualified here at the College World Series. And I'm wondering with the tests that they ran on them, if they were PCR tests or if they were the quick test. Because if they're PCR tests, if you have COVID, it takes a couple of months to clear from the system.
Right.
You can be at that point, you're asymptomatic, as you know. And
right.
But here they were. The team was disqualified. And I wonder if they ran a PCR test, if they did the, you know, the quick test on them.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good question. And obviously, we're all still trying to make our way through this post-COVID world, and different states are having different experiences and different regulations. But, I mean, here in Colorado, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And obviously, the CDC, I think, has loosened up pretty much across the board. But
they're not defining people who have had COVID, like you and I. We've had COVID, so we're, you know, the doctors say our immunity is better than the vaccination.
Right.
But they want everybody punctured and going, wait a minute here. You know, I've already gone through the experience. My doctors, I did the due diligence on the follow-up test. They said, hey, your antibodies, everything, you're good to go. But there's no accommodation for this. There's no consideration whether you're on an airplane. And it's like, you know, this is the thing about control, Adam, as you know. It's hard for them to give it up.
Right. Well, and once it's surrendered, you know, it's like trying to roll back entitlements. I mean, once they're in place, it's virtually impossible because the political cost, even if it's a good political reason to roll it back, is perceived to be too high.
Exactly.
The more of them we get in place, you know, well, now we got people used to getting free money, and guess what? They don't want to go back to work.
I'm like, oh, no.
Incentivizing them staying home. So.
Well, and that's the deal about all this stuff. And so much in recent times when it comes to the government, we're incentivizing all the wrong behavior. I mean, look what's happening with our education system. I mean, all under a theory. Wait a minute, this is a theory, for goodness sakes, and we're turning, school's curriculum on its head, and thank God for the mother bears who are coming out in masks going, not with my kid. That ain't going to happen.
My kid.
And they're starting to take over, school boards, and I think that, I was talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier, they may jump the shark on this deal, and public education may be going through, quite a reformation that they never expected. They may have overplayed their hand because people are saying, look, for all the money that we're paying, for our kids to be educated, and we only rank 27th, what's up with this? And now you want to throw upon my kid this indoctrinational program, critical race theory, which is all about racism. It's not about, it really is not about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or anything else that you and I grew up with. Well, Adam, again, thank you so much for being with us. PluggedIn.com is where you want to go. You'll see reviews for F9, The Fast Saga, Werewolves Within, 12 Mighty Orphans, and much, much more. Check it out for yourself. Thank you, Adam. Take care. God save you.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.